We're here with our political observer, Professor Alan Chartok, on a Thursday. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. We saw the Woody Allen film, the new one, last night. Excellent. Classic Woody Allen, but really funny, and I could recommend it to anyone.
He's racked up quite a list. If you make a movie a year for 45 years, well, you end up with a lot of different movies.
You sure do. Some better than others. and this one was a good one, and I think he's gotten his just desserts as a result of this one. There are those people who will never like him because of his personal life and rest, but I got to tell you, I just had a good time, and I think everybody else will too.
Well, there's a good review for Cafe Society. Alan, let's go to the politics and nationally. Word that Donald Trump's fundraising, which was a concern for Republicans, appears to have kicked into high gear last month, raising $82 million against Hillary Clinton in this race.
Well, first of all, that's a lot of money. Second of all, it's a page out of Bernie Sanders' book. A lot of little people giving money to Trump. Trump famously said not that long ago that he could do something terrible and people would still vote for him. His people would still vote for him. So he has a loyal following, which are giving him lots of little bits of money. This, of course, represents a real threat, Ian, to the establishment politicians who go around and collect money in large chunks. Meg Whitman was one such example. She did it for the Republicans. Now she says even though she's a Republican, she's going to do it for Hillary Clinton because basically Trump is so dangerous. And she says, and she's a major figure in that party, that Trump represents the kind of threat which makes it clear that it could happen here, meaning totalitarianism, and this is the way that it begins. So I think the fact that there are so many little people who are giving money to him connotes a movement, and that movement is the kind of movement we have seen in the past in history that takes somebody who is perhaps, as the accusations go, unstable, and moves them into a position of real power. It's not the first time it's happened, but it is a very serious threat, some say, to American democracy.
Let's talk about the relationship with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Donald Trump would not commit to supporting Ryan in his reelection and primary bid, which was coming right up, but his running mate, Mike Pence, said he will.
Mr. Pence, of course, served with Ryan in the United States Congress, likes him a lot. We don't really know what's going on here. It's hard to believe that there is not some kind of a deal being struck here between Trump and Pence. In fact, there is indications in the press that Pence asked Trump, and Trump said, sure, go ahead and do it. This may be a move in which it is seen as, we can have it both ways. It'll be interesting because we have seen vice presidential candidates, Thomas Eagleton being one example, replaced. Not for the same reasons, but if in fact it is seen as the right thing to do by Trump and he gets mad enough and we know he has a mercurial temper, he could kick him right off the ticket and get the party to go along. After all, he was officially nominated by the Republican Party as vice president.
What do you think all this portends if Donald Trump is successful and takes over, starting off potentially day one with a pretty bad relationship with a leading Republican nationally?
Well, you know, it doesn't portend well, but then what is at stake here, what we're talking about, is Trump's character, is the fact that he likes to go to war over almost nothing with people and to confuse the issue. It's what his followers, I suspect, like about him, that he doesn't have the usual political boundaries and that he's outside what they consider to be the establishment. That's what the guy has going for him, so that the Republicans have a tough time here.
All right, Alan, I'm going to put you on the hot seat. Favorite Woody Allen movie?
Sweet and Lowdown. I got such a kick out of that movie. I thought it was just great.
That's our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too, Ian.